1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Way up there. Way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Strikeout for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Yes. Time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast, known as Mariners Pod. Thanks for being here once again, and boy, we have a fun one to talk about. How about that? As the Mariners win game two of the season, and wow, what a game as we dive into it. The Mariners taking out the Rangers 10-2, a game that was close. It was a 2-2 ball game going into the seventh inning. The Mariners put two on the board in the seventh. They explode in the eighth, fireworks in more than one way, and they go on to beat the Rangers 10-2. They take game two of the series. They are looking for the series win this morning. It's going to keep this podcast fairly short with morning baseball, although, I mean, we'll see by the time we wade through what is a barrel full of highlights, a lot of offensive highlights, but some pitching that we need to talk about as well. So let's get right to it. The Mariners not wasting any time, getting on the board in the second inning as Chris Iannetta picks up another base hit. He's off to a solid start, driving in a run. And then in the fourth inning, Nelson Cruz connects for his first long ball of the season.
And the 2-2 swing and a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Into the Mariner bullpen. Nelson Cruz with his first home run of the 2016 season is a rocket to left center field. He hit 44 last year. There's number one this season.
So Nelson Cruz going yard for the first time, and that'd be the first of many mammoth blasts for the Mariners. Meanwhile, Hisashi Iwakuma getting the call, and he picked up his first K of the season.
3-2 to Shields. Strike three called. He gets him with a fastball. He's caught looking. He'll have to skip back to the dugout as DeShields is rung up. And there is the first strikeout of 2016 for Hisashi Iwakuma.
Iwakuma, not sharp, ends up giving the Mariners five innings through 90 pitches, six hits, three walks, which you'd never see from Iwakuma. Two runs earned, five strikeouts. But he did his job keeping the Mariners right there and gave them five innings despite not having his best stuff. So that's where he sat. This was a 2-2 ball game going into the seventh. And that's when a former Texas Ranger, now a Seattle Mariner, would strike and give the Mariners the lead.
Martin holds the bat steady. Smith at first, two outs to pitch. Swinging a line drive right field. Base hit in towards the corner. Here is Smith. Put it on the Jets. Chugs into second base. Makes the move. He's getting waved in past third base. Here comes Smith. Martin on his way to third. Odor's throw home. Smith slides and he's safe. And the Mariners have taken the lead here in the seventh. An RBI triple by Leonis Martin.
So there it is. And the Mariners would tack on one more. So they took a 4-2 lead as we went to the eighth inning, and this is when things would get pretty interesting. Former Mariner, good friend Tom Wilhelmsen on the hill, making his Texas Ranger debut, and this is a debut he would like to forget. As the first batter he faces as a Texas Ranger, Robinson Cano.
The pitch swung on, high fly ball, deep right field, going and going, goodbye baseball, upper deck. Robinson Cano greets Tom Wilhelmsen into the ball game with a shot way out of here to right field. Already his second home run of the season and his second game of the year. And the Mariners now lead the Rangers by a score of 5-2. Holy smokes, what a drive by Cano.
I think it was blasted. Keep in mind, too, Cano already with two home runs. Last year, he had his first home run of the season on the 14th of April. His second long ball came on the 30th of May, and his third home run came on the 22nd of June. He had four homers going into July, so it took to May 30th to pick up his second home run last year. Already two games in, two home runs in the books, and that one was a no-doubter, absolutely crushed. Cruz would follow with a double off of Wilhelmsen, and then Kyle Seager chipping in.
The stretch and the 2-2 to Kyle. Swing and a well-hit ball deep down the right field line. And this one is on the track and off the wall. A fair ball. Rounding third. Heading home is Cruz. He'll score. The throw to second. Not in time. Kyle slides in with an RBI double.
And that would bring up Seth Smith as Seager drives in Cruz. Seager aboard. And Seth Smith unleashes.
The pitch to Smith. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to right field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Upper deck in right, Seth Smith. His first home run of the season. He jumps on Will Helmsen's first pitch. And it's a two-run shot. And the Mariners now lead the Rangers 8-2. Four runs are in here in the top of the eighth.
That thing was dead red right down the middle, and Smith absolutely pummeled it. Upper deck thing was crushed, and the Mariners pouring it on Will Helmsen. There was a meeting at the mound, and then Chris Iannetta at the plate, and this is what happened.
Here is Chris Iannetta. He's 1-for-2 on the night with a run batted in. The pitch is inside, and it hits Iannetta, and Iannetta having some words with Will Helmsen, walking up that first base line. Iannetta not too happy, hit by a pitch from Tom Will Helmsen, and now the Mariners out of their dugout. Scott Service yelling a few things out to Bannister, and now Service pointing at Bannister. Bannister pointing at Scott Service, and now Service walking toward home plate is held back by the home plate umpire, Marvin Hudson.
Yeah, fireworks. Fireworks. Iannetta screaming at Will Helmsen down the line. The manager's pointing and saying things to one another that aren't podcast friendly. We're going to get lots of reaction on what the Mariners players thought, too, of Scott Service on game two as a big league skipper. Firing out of the dugout and going at it with the opposing manager. It was great stuff. I mean, unbelievable inning. And it wasn't done. Faulkner came in as well. Helmsen got tossed immediately when he hit Iannetta. And the Mariners were not done playing long ball.
Here is Luis Sardinia swinging, sends a high fly ball deep into left field. Desmond going back to the warning track, to the wall, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Holy smokes, Luis Sardinia! With a home run to straightaway left field with Iannetta aboard. And it's now the Mariners 10 and the Rangers 2. Luis Sardinia jumping on the first pitch. Holy smokes. And there is the first major league home run for Luis Sardinia.
First major league home run. That thing was crushed too. If you put together the distances of the home runs that inning and home runs that game, you could put together a pretty good run tomorrow for yourself. That is a lot of distance the Mariners covered with long balls as they explode in the eighth inning, and the bullpen would finish it off as Zick seals the deal.
The pitch swung on, broken bat, ground ball out to Cano. He's got it over to second one. The relay to first, and it's in time for the double play, and this ball game is over. The Mariners win it 10-2 over the Texas Rangers, their first win of the 2016 season. And the Mariners hand Scott Service his very first win as a major league skipper.
Great stuff. 10 runs, 11 hits for the M's. They win 10-2, even on the season now at 1-1. Cruz goes 2-for-3, scores three times. Smith came on as a pinch hitter. He had a couple hits, including that long home run, drove in a couple of runs. Long balls all over the place. Everybody contributing offensively in this one as the Mariners win going away. And something that should not get lost in all of this is the bullpen was excellent. Vincent came on in the sixth. Clean inning, no hits, no runs, no walks. Fanned two. Peralta, an inning, walked one, fanned one. Zick closed it out, two innings of one-hit ball. One walk and three strikeouts, all in all. And keep in mind, it was a close game, tied ball game when the bullpen came on. It got broken open late. But the bullpen, four innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. That is a great night from the pen. And hopefully a good sign moving forward for the bullpen. So something I don't think that should be lost with all the conversation around the offense, which is great, and the fireworks between the two teams. Which is a conversation piece, but the bullpen should not be lost on how well they performed in this one. They were absolutely outstanding. Here's the take. Good conversation after the ball game. What they saw from Mike Blowers, Rick Riz, and Aaron Goldsmith.
Time for the roundtable. Aaron Goldsmith, Rick Riz, Mike Blowers. And Blow, the big storyline of this one tonight, the eighth inning, three home runs, two of them coming off of Tom Wilhelmsen. Tom gets ejected, throwing at Iannetta. Can you take us through what you saw in that whole sequence?
Well, what I saw was first pitch, ball hit into the upper deck, almost into the walkway.
Cano.
Right. Followed up by a double and a double. And then Seth Smith, I have to tell you, that was impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
a BP home run.
That's one of the longest home runs. Yeah, that ball was crushed, 94 miles an hour right down the middle. And Tom hit Chris Iannetta in the legs, and he threw it at him on purpose, no doubt about that.
And what's the rationale for Tom there doing that?
I have no idea. I really don't. I think that for Tom, obviously he's frustrated. There was a trip out to the mound from the pitching coach, so I'm not sure what that conversation was about. But I don't know. I've seen Tom for years, and I don't ever recall him throwing at anybody intentional, but there was no doubt about it. He hit him on purpose. Was the first pitch he threw to Chris. Chris didn't like it. He let him know about it. And I don't think that Scott Servais liked it either, and I like the fact that he came out of the dugout. Yeah.
I love the emotion of Scott going after Bannister, pointing at one another.
You have to stick up for your guys. Exactly. You have to stick up for yourself, and I'm glad that he did it. And then Tom was ejected from the game. Benches were worn, and only 17 more of these to go. So it's far from over.
It's going to be very interesting. How about the bullpen tonight, Mike? The bullpen was outstanding.
There were a lot of good things in this. Aaron ran down all the offensive numbers, but I thought it was good for all of those guys to get a chance to get in the game and to pitch. Nick Vincent looked really good to me. Mm-hmm. He has a good moving fastball. So, and then Peralta, too, pitching. At that time, both of those guys, there was pressure in the game. It was a tie ball game when both of them were in, so that was good to see. And Tony Zick pitched a couple of innings, was able to get out of it. Gives you an idea how good his stuff was because I didn't think he was very sharp at all. Marvin Hudson, the home plate umpire, was having a tough time, too. Oh,
boy, that was all night, wasn't it?
It was all night. Yeah. It was all night. Both starting pitchers were frustrated by it. It was a difficult night to pitch. And it's especially true when the wind's blowing the way it is because those guys are having a tough enough time as it is. And when they're actually throwing strikes, you'd like to see them called. But he wasn't giving anything on the corners all night. Good night all around. It was great to see Martin. I was talking about it on the TV side. And Martin is the guy in this lineup. Aoki's going to hit. He's going to get on base. I don't worry about him at all. But with Martin coming off of a year like he had last year where he struggled early, then he loses his job, and I thought it was important for him to get off to a good start. To see him get that base hit and drive in a run, give the Mariners a lead was great to see. Aoki gets his first hit. He ends up with two for the game. Sardinas, what a home run he hit.
Oh, baby.
First major league home run.
Talk about some hang time.
Oh, that was crushed. So that was good to see. And the other thing you worry about a little bit, because we see it so many times, is Seth Smith was so good in spring training, hit .541 for the spring. You're wondering, can that carry over into the season? Well, the answer is yes. He comes off the bench, goes 2-for-2 with a really long home run. So a lot of good things to like in this one tonight. They played much better, and it was good to see Nelson Cruz get on the board. Robinson Cano, a little bit different story this year than last year. Off to a very good start.
Man, no question about it. We need to add up the length of the home runs in this one today for the Mariners because there was some distance.
There was some distance, and they were loud.
I mean, even Sardinas' was midway up the seats. Cruz one-hopped the wall in the back of the bullpen, and then, as we mentioned, Smith and Cano go up or down.
Yeah, I think the one thing that'll be interesting, one, see how the game is going to go tomorrow. This thing is not going to go away.
No.
The Mariners.
This thing referring to the Tom and the
Iannetta. Tom and then the managers yelling at each other and the whole sequence of things. It's you cannot let that go, and I don't think that the Mariners are going to. It's kind of funny that it happens on the second day of the season. Not used to seeing that. They're only going to see each other 17 more times.
We had stuff going on in spring training with Milwaukee many years ago.
But it's a beautiful thing with this game where you go along in the game – was dragging.
Right.
And I think more than anything because of the strike zone that both pitchers were having to pitch to, and it's just kind of moving along, not a lot happening, and then all of a sudden everything breaks open. That's what makes it beautiful. So I the last couple innings I really enjoyed.
So did Scott Servais. First win as a big league skipper. Congratulations to Scott.
Yeah, and his first opportunity to come out of the dugout, do some screaming and yelling. He didn't get kicked out of the game. It was great. Well, good for him.
And what about the skipper? Well, here he is. Here's Scott Servais, his first major league win as a skipper, and here's his reaction.
What happened in the eighth?
What happened in the eighth?
We busted out, obviously, swung the bats really well, and, huge home runs. I mean, Robbie, Smitty, and then, Sardina's capping it off, but awesome to see our guys respond that way.
How about the way you respond?
Well, it's baseball. I'm going to leave it at that. We're going to play Texas a lot this year. We certainly know they won the division last year, and we know we have to bring our A game every night, but I was really happy with the way our guys played tonight.
Seeing Chris get hit like that, though, that couldn't have made you happy.
It's just baseball. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
A couple of players have already said, we were talking to them, that they like to have to see you stand up for them and fight for them. Is that something you feel is important as a manager?
Well, if we want to get to where we want to go, it's going to take everybody, myself, coaching staff, players. And I said it from the day I got the job, it's okay to show emotion once in a while. It is, it's a serious game, and, when you want to take it seriously, there are a lot of guys' livelihoods on stake, but, it's time to get after it, and, obviously there were some things that went back and forth tonight, but, it's part of the game.
Maybe not the way you imagine it, but it is win number one for you.
There we go.
Obviously, win number one for you as a manager, maybe not the way you imagine it would happen, but still.
Of course, why not? Why wouldn't it happen that way?
Excited. It's a thrill, obviously, to get an opportunity to manage and lead this club. And then, along the way, we were going to win a game. But it's an exciting. Spring training has couldn't have gone really any better. Where our club is at and where we're headed, we have a long ways to go. The way we responded tonight, guys out of the bullpen did a nice job. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take a total team effort. That's what the good teams have.
You had some nice congratulations in the dugout before you went out and shook hands. Did you have any idea what was waiting in the clubhouse for you?
No, I didn't. I didn't know where it was going to go. Obviously, just shaking hands with the guys and coming off the field and when I got into the clubhouse. And then it was also Luis Sardinas' first career home run. So they kind of took care of Luis and myself at the same time. But it's nice. The guys have started to pull together. And again, like I've said, I'm way okay with showing emotion.
You mentioned Sardinas. You put him right in at first. He hits you a home run. And this guy.
Yeah, that's what he's going to have to do for us. Be ready to play. Not so much hit the home runs, but to play all the different positions. That's what I meant. And he's not really fazed by anything. You fire him in there and, handled it okay. But, obviously Smitty had a nice night off the bench. It was just a good team win.
Vincent and Peralta, they're veteran guys. They didn't, had some base runners. They didn't seem to bother them.
Yeah, obviously we hadn't seen a lot of Vincent yet. Really liked what I saw. He goes right after him. And Peralta had some long at bats, but he's a pro. He just stays in there and keeps battling.
Looking at Cruz, the two big guys coming out swinging in.
Yeah, I thought Nelly took early work today and made a few adjustments there. I thought it looked really good. Obviously took it into the game. The ball that Robbie hit was a bomb. He got all of it and very aggressive all night he was, and he feels good. He's going to get up there and let it rip when he is feeling good. So big swings with the bat by those guys.
Who delivered the champagne feed? Who's that from?
That's from the training staff. Okay. Those guys had that for me, but it was still got a lot of beer in my hair, but it was a lot of fun. It was nice to see the team come together.
And now some player reaction and a lot of talk, obviously, about their manager having their back. But first, Chris Iannetta, I thought some great points and really well said.
It's all little things that are going to build character and build chemistry, on the positive side and the negative side. When we deal with adversity and we overcome it, we go through, some rocky stuff in a game. It's going to just add a little toughness to the group. And, on the positive side, we get to celebrate together and we get to come together in that way. So every little bit of it is just, building team chemistry and building a team that you're going to see, throughout the course of the season grow.
You just said toughness. That's an interesting word to include in that.
Yeah, of course. This game's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for, it's not for someone that's going to take it, lightly. It's not for someone who's going to take it too seriously. It can expose you. It can eat you up. It's a battle, and there's going to be times we're on top of the world and there's going to be times you're at the bottom of it. And, it's trying to maintain some sort of balance between the two. enjoy the good times, you know, try to forget the bad ones as quickly as possible.
And here's Robinson Cano reacting after the ball game.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want everybody to contribute. And, you know, it's a lot of time, especially a guy like Sardina. He didn't play yesterday, come out today, threw a bat and hit a homer.
Well, how about that? I mean, that's a guy that, you know, they're saying, hey, he's the shortstop, good field. Maybe not a lot of bat. He comes out and he pops a home run.
Yeah, I mean, you will know. He got a great spin training. He got a good swing both sides of the plate. And, I mean, he's a guy that you can sleep on him. I mean, he can make, with a swing, he can change the game.
Oh, we saw he absolutely contributed. You know, about a week ago, you talked about the superheroes and how the superheroes stick together. We saw that. We saw a little bit. We saw your manager get a little bit fired up when Iannetta got hit there.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's all about it. You want your manager on your side. And, you know, I like that. I have more respect now for him because he takes care of his player. And that's the manager you want to be on your team.
Two home runs, 2 days. Took you 48 games to get them last year. This is you healthy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, that's what I've been saying. It's been training. I feel healthy, and there's no difference on my swing. It's just that I'm healthy to be able to use my hips.
Lastly, another thing about your manager today, this is his first big league win. How special is that to be a part of it?
It is special because I know as a manager, you want to knock the first one right away because after that, you don't know what can happen. So we got the first on the second game, and happy for him.
And finally, Nelson Cruz.
It was nice. It was nice to see him fired up too. So,
what'd you see there?
Surely the guy was bad, you know. You know, in the situations that we need him, he's there. He step up, and it was nice too.
How did that swing feel early on and get the home like that?
It was nice, especially to get the lead, you know, jump ahead. Yeah. And we did a really good job battle, and we swing bat really well. That's two innings.
What was the eighth inning like in the dugout when you guys saw Williamson coming in and you guys started just kind of hitting him pretty hard? What was that like?
He's a nice guy. He was my teammate, you know, but he's in the Boston team now, so we just need to take care of business.
Do you think you guys knew him at all? Like, he had any sort of advantage facing
I don't think so. I mean, I don't pay attention to my teammates when they're pitching. Maybe it's some situations, you know. But I faced him before, you know, and I guess just we get it, you know. It was nice to get the runs on the board.
That's quite a slide in getting your hand in on that.
So. Yeah, you saw him in my speed.
Al was a little afraid of you coming in there, I think, with the speed, right?
Yeah, I tell him to move when I'm coming. So.
So there it was, a nice win for the Mariners all the way around as they take Game 2 of the series and a chance to win the first series of the season. And that would be impressive, especially starting out on the road. Quick turnaround, day baseball today for the Mariners. 11:05, first pitch from Texas. Wade Miley will make his debut for the Mariners. And Colby Lewis going to go for the Texas Rangers. So the Mariners a chance to take the series this morning. Before we wrap things up, something from Game 1 of the series and Game 1 of the season was Mike Montgomery out of the bullpen was outstanding. Shannon Dreyer, great conversation with Montgomery.
Shannon Dreyer here in the dugout in Arlington catching up with Mike Montgomery, who had a debut last night, but the first time coming in from the pen. Very impressive two innings, come out, strike out the side. As I said last night, you know, just how you drew it up.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I you know, was definitely had some nerves going into that game, first time pen, you know, first opening day. And, you know, initially I was just wanting to, you know, attack the zone. And, you know, I didn't expect anything really. And, you know, it kind of worked out. Striking out three, it was, you know, a good feeling. And also just, you know, kind of keep it a one-run game. That was my initial goal, is go in there and throw strikes, keep it a one-run game.
Take us back a little bit. I mean, now pitchers are so routine-oriented anyway. Reliever routines are different, and you add opening day to it. How did you go about your day yesterday?
I mean, it was a little bit different than being a starter. Kind of was just trying to enjoy the day of the opening day, you know, having the intros for the first time, and, you know, my parents were here, and it, you know, it was really cool for them and to be here for an opening day. And then, you know, I kind of just kind of picking some of the other guys, see how they do the reliever stuff, you know. And, you know, I probably – you know, need to tweak a couple things here and there, whether it's throwing a little bit less and getting ready sooner and maybe little things here and there. But, you know, I think I'm going to just kind of just pick it up on the fly. And, you know, I think when you get out there, though, it's pitching is pitching. You know, I think whether it's starting or relieving, you know, you're just still trying to get outs. And there's ways to do that that are very similar to whether you're starting or relieving.
Yeah, we talk about the fastball, but that breaking ball is an important pitch to you.
It's kind of going back with it. You know, I never threw a breaking ball when I signed. And, you know, I worked on it. It took me a long few years in the minor just to be able to even say I could throw one in a game. And, you know, I remember when I got traded to Tampa, Friedman, you know, was a GM at the time, and he kind of came up to me, and this was, you know, I didn't know really much about anything at that point, and he said, hey, you know, you got a really good breaking ball. We want you to really work on that. And at that point, you know, I really worked on that there. It started to get better and better, and I think just every year it's just been getting better and better. And with more consistency, you know, you can throw the for a strike, you can throw it for a ball, you can throw it harder, you know, you can throw it in different types of ways. And I think that's just something that comes with experience. And, you know, I've thrown a lot of innings at AAA. I've thrown a lot of breaking balls. So I think just the more I keep throwing them, the better, you know, I get a feel for it. And, you know, I think it really, too, though, I feel confident in all my pitches, you know, whether it's a changeup or the cutter and or even the two-seamer. So, you know, I got different weapons to go to, and then it's just about executing them.
Absolutely valuable to have all of the above. My last question. Anything going to the bullpen, and obviously you're trying to keep everything the same. I think one of the biggest differences is you get that run. You've got to run in from the bullpen to the mound, and it's funny. You've got to try and keep everything the same. How do you approach that run?
I've actually a few times in spring, I've been to the point where I'm like, man, I'm actually tired. You know, when I get out there, I'm like, I thought I was in good shape, and then you run, and you're like, man, I'm not in good shape, so... You get used to it, but at the same time, it's definitely some places more than others. So,
is that a focus thing too? Are you looking around? Are you like focusing in on your first pitch? Are you taking it in? What was that like?
It was cool yesterday for the first time doing it. But you know, they had the God Bless America in the seventh, and I got to go halfway out there before, so it kind of like got me a chance to give me a break and in between the run. And but really, I think more than anything, it's just controlling the adrenaline, because everyone's going to get the adrenaline, and the run just makes it even more so. So if you can control your adrenaline and use that instead of let it, you know, get in the way, I think you'll be better off.
Well, it was all great to see you yesterday. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks. No problem.
His places are rocking this afternoon. 46,105. It will go crazy if he throws another fastball by Nomar. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called on the outside corner. A 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and they are going crazy here at Safeco Field this afternoon. Two swings and a 98-mile-an-hour wisp of smoke right over the outside corner to Nomar Garciaparra. The inning is over. The Mariners still lead it 3-1.
See you later!